A Mississippi Court of Appeals panel has unanimously upheld the manslaughter conviction of a Natchez man who shot and killed another man in a parking lot dispute in 2020, rejecting all five of his arguments on appeal. Reginald Butler was convicted in Adams County Circuit Court in June of 2024 and sentenced to 20 years in the custody of the Mississippi Department of Corrections. The Court of Appeals confirmed that conviction. According to court records, Butler shot Braylon James in December 2020 at a gathering spot known as the Living Room in Natchez. The shooting followed a confrontation between James and another man over a debt. When that altercation ended, James approached Butler and the two exchanged words before Butler opened fire. New Orleans area lawmakers' effort to prevent a governor from serving more than two consecutive terms continues to make its way through the legislative process.
Chalmette Representative Michael Bayham says two terms is enough.
The two governors we've had this past 100 years who have served more than two terms, things didn't work out so well.
Bayham is alluding to Earl K. Long, who was committed to a mental health facility in his third term, and Edwin Edwards, who ended up in federal prison after four terms. Bayham's constitutional amendment just needs a two-thirds vote in the Senate, and it heads to the voters in November.
I know we have not had a lot of luck with constitutional amendments, but it is very plain and it puts a limit on power. That is something that Democrats and Republicans can come together and embrace and support.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Rally held in Jackson protesting possible redistricting efforts in Mississippi. This comes after the U.S. Supreme Court issued its ruling in the Louisiana versus Calais case. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling hinted that race should not be a factor when states draw maps. On Wednesday, voting rights advocates, civil rights leaders, and U.S. Rep. Benny Thompson spoke at the rally at the Jackson Convention Complex. They believe the recent ruling could open the door to maps that would disadvantage black voters. Earlier this month, Governor Tate Reeves said he expects lawmakers to redraw congressional lines in Mississippi, as well as the legislative and the Mississippi Supreme Court lines, sometime between now and the 2027 elections. The Louisiana House Governmental Affairs Committee brings debate this morning on the proposed congressional map that eliminates one of the state's two majority black districts.
Racial tensions have been high ever since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the current map and Republicans began pushing a six congressional district map with one black majority district and five districts that favor Republican representation.
If you're a Democrat, you certainly can't blame them. How could you not take this personal?
That's political analyst Bernie Pinsonat, who says since Republicans have a supermajority in the House and Senate, the map will be approved and signed into law by the governor. But Pinsonat says the debate will not stop there.
There'll be a lot of lawsuits filed in this. This will last for years.
I'm Joe Gallinaro.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 30.14 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.